Dear Mick and Tony, I recently spent an evening indulging in what can only be described as utterly foolish behaviour. Things started to go wrong when me and some mates from work decided to take a long lunch at one of those table dancing places. Before you know it, it was 7 o'clock, too late to return to work, and we were all off our faces. I don't know how it happened, but somehow a couple of my buddies persuaded me to strip down to me underpants and have a crack at this table dancing caper myself. Amazingly, despite my uncanny resemblance to that recent photograph of Marlon Brando in his jocks, my amateurish performance was met with some acclaim, and in no time my undies were brimming with $5 and $10 notes. An hour later, however, with all the money spent on margaritas, my popularity was in decline, and after a brief but bloody encounter with the bouncers, I was shown the door. After wandering around the car park building for close to an hour, I finally remembered I hadn't actually driven and resolved to hail a cab. Miraculously, considering I was wearing only a pair of unflattering Y fronts, I managed to do this. In fact, the driver was quite cordial, at least until I vomited into his glove box, after which the conversation became a little strained. Actually, he stopped the cab and threw me into the gutter, but wouldn't you know it, we were only 2 blocks from my work. By this time, it was 8:45 in the morning. I strolled into the foyer, received a round of applause from my colleagues, and so began another typical day at the office. And that's from Senior Sergeant Pilko Prentice, Officer in Command at the King's Cross Police Station.